With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Tying the wars together, President Biden is preparing to ask Congress for a big aid package for both Israel and Ukraine.
Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but they share this in common. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy, completely annihilate it.
Thought to total roughly $100 billion, Mr. Biden's request would also include money for humanitarian purposes, the border, and the Indo-Pacific region. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan planning a news conference this morning as the House deadlock over a speaker remains unbroken, and North Carolina's Patrick McHenry serves as interim speaker.
Jordan on Thursday vowed to continue his sputtering bid for House Speaker after his fellow Republicans abandoned a backup plan to allow the leaderless chamber to resume legislative business. The Ohio Republican had suggested earlier that Republicans vote to extend the authority of McHenry, effectively delaying his third ballot for Speaker. However, that effort fell through after pushback from other GOP lawmakers. It's unclear when the House would vote again on a speaker. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, shot at his home in Hagerstown, a Maryland circuit court judge has died of his wounds. 52-year-old Andrew Wilkinson was found in his driveway around 8 last night. He died at a hospital. A Baltimore firefighter has died in the line of duty. Mayor Brandon Scott says it is a tragedy of the first order.
Each and every one of these firefighters put themselves in harm's way and put all of our lives in Baltimore before theirs each and every day.
The mayor heard on WMAR-TV, the firefighter lost his life while battling an intense blaze. It consumed multiple row houses in northwest Baltimore. Four other firefighters injured. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 73. This is SRN News. A battle for religious freedom is playing out in Michigan.
The state has an aggressive LGBT anti-discrimination law that would force Christian health care to hire people who aren't believers, as well as provide sex change operations. Alliance Defending Freedom is going to bat for the medical nonprofit before the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. ADF Senior Counsel John Birch says, quote, religious organizations should be free to operate and serve their communities according to their beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit filed last month relating to Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's new policies on transgender students will be dropped. The Virginia Beach School Board was defying Youngkin until parents filed suit, and the board gave in. The governor has ordered that teachers and students be allowed not to use a transgender person's preferred pronouns. He also wants students who are minors to be referred to by the names and pronouns in their official records unless a parent approves the use of something else. SRN News. Charges against the U.S. Army private who fled to North Korea include desertion.
Private Travis King's sudden bolt into North Korea came after he had been released from a South Korean prison on July 10th, where he had served nearly 2 months on assault charges. After about 2 months, North Korea abruptly announced that it would expel him. King was then flown to an Air Force base in Texas. Now officials say King is facing charges including desertion and possessing sexual images of a child. King's mother says her son should be afforded the presumption of innocence and says she feels that something happened to her son while deployed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
American Airlines reporting a $545 million loss in the third quarter due to higher labor costs. And it says it is cutting its forecast for its full-year profit. More details at SRNNews.com.